So, but the next 13 years are tough because you've got the 7 years of sacrifice. And then the 6 years following it aren't much easier. The next 2 years, you start to make that transition. And then it starts getting better where people can see it.
Will there be a correction to the liberal media control of what a lot of us think?
Well, we don't see newspaper surviving. And we don't see a lot of media in its current form because of earth changes surviving. And it's like a domino effect. You're going to see one turn, and then it hits the next one. And then that one turns, and it hits the next one. It's a slow process, but your country is going to become conservative.
Is there any nuclear war in the future?
We see many will threaten. We see some nuclear leakage. Like right now in the middle of your country, you have some nuclear plants that are leaking. The flooding may take care of that, but may contaminate some of that water. But you've already got leaking there. The thing is, you're going to find people adapting. You're going to find science having some solutions. You're going to find that most media will report it much worse than it is, or imply that it is much worse than it is. And the rumors will cause that it's much worse than it is, because there is a great movement now among governments to want to shut down nuclear powers even when it is efficient. And so they will make it sound much worse than it is everywhere, so that they will put much fear in people. And that is the goal. There is a new energy source coming. You know, when nuclear came out, it was called nuclear for a reason, because it's the new clear energy source. You see, so they put new and clear together and got nuclear. Does that not make sense? Yes?
Sure.
And so that was the best that the planet had to offer at that time. But we see another source of energy coming forward that will even make nuclear look obsolete.
Will it be biomass-based?
It will be hydrogen-based.
What's happening with Russia? There's no calamities that I know of happening there, and they seem to be thinking about becoming a world power again.
Wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. The Chinese are slowly moving in and taking over much of it. The real resource areas where they have a lot of their resources for their entire country, the Chinese are moving in and slowly taking over. And Russia will collaborate with the United States. It's the only way Russia's going to stay in power eventually. But they will have their own calamities. They will have their own calamities. Theirs comes in the form of weather and coldness, where nothing grows and nothing moves.
Any connection to cell phone use and brain cancer?
There's a tremendous amount of connection between cell phone radiation and what happens in the brain.
Do you see Corpus Christi from Corpus Christi to San Antonio ever being flooded? If so, when?
Corpus Christi will be flooded. San Antonio, only the southern part of the city will be flooded.
So the farmland between San Antonio and that area to the coastline will be underwater?
Eventually, it will be underwater. But the flooding in the San Antonio area at the most will be a foot deep. So not much flooding.
And when do you see this flooding taking place in Corpus Christi?
It's more of a series. What we see, the next one has to happen, then the next one, then the next one. So the timing varies. You know, and timing is getting very funny and harder for us to see. What we see now is like it's a series of events. These things have to happen, and then that one. You see, it's just the series. So we just watch the series of events. But the roughest 3 years of transition, we knew would start with three earthquakes in a row in Japan that was over 7, and that has happened now. And so the earthquakes around the world are going to keep stepping up, and many of them are not being reported. Like Japan has had almost an earthquake 5 or higher every day since. And that's not being reported. And what it's doing is it's breaking up the land underneath, and it's going to make it easier for the water to come over and it to sink. And that's why we know Japan is sinking.
What do you see for hurricane season this year?
We see 3 big storms.
And is the state's going to be affected?
Yes, very much so. You're going to have one that comes into Houston area, and Galveston is very much affected. Houston gets the brunt end of it, but it looks like Galveston could be underwater. And if not, it'll take another one or two, but it's eventually going to be underwater. But it's going to get its first hit, just like New Orleans got its first hit. Eventually, there is no New Orleans. It's going to be hit again. But it's hit from the side this time. It's not a direct hit.
So that's one hurricane. There's 2 more?
You've got one coming to the northeast.
Okay.
That's very bad. And then you've got one that's in the, whether you call it a hurricane or a tornado, you've got one still waiting out in the middle of the country. You know, the areas that normally get them are going to get them. And you got the one coming into Houston that's going to, you know, do some damage to Florida on its way in. But you've got a lot of flooding and disruption and too wet and tornadoes in areas of your country that don't see them very often. And your country's going to keep getting more and more what we call surprises, because things are coming in areas that don't usually get them.
Do you see any surprises in the Dallas area?
Yes, it's coming. There's eventually going to be water and flooding that makes Dallas people run north toward Oklahoma. But it doesn't look like this year.
Will the United States become more protectionistic, like the old days were?
Yes, they will eventually.
Halt immigration.
They're going to. It's going to take some time first, but they will, for their own survival. And what's interesting about the United States is it's going to contract. You know, it has expanded over years now. And you're going to start seeing it contract, which will start coming in 2012. You'll start to see some contraction, but then it heals itself and it starts working more cooperatively within. It starts becoming more conservative. It has its riots. It has its disruptions. It's got its earthquakes, its floods, its tornadoes. It's got its stuff to deal with. But as it's dealing with it and it learns how to deal with it and how people start becoming more spiritually inclined versus more fear inclined, then it starts to expand again and literally goes out once more to help other nations. And it comes back to, you know, the United States is one of the most generous countries that's ever lived. Okay, Israel is one of the most generous countries that's been on the planet. And different time periods. At one time, it was Spain that was the most generous. And in any way, it rotates and it changes. But the United States, given some time after this contraction to reassess itself and to reprioritize itself, will go out again and help others in this transition time period also. It will go back to being generous at heart. But this time it won't do it to be taken advantage of.
Will China invade Taiwan?
Will what?
China invade Taiwan.
Absolutely.
And what will we do?
Nothing. We're going to let it happen.
Will we be spending a domination of the apparel?
We know that there is much talk about the Amero. We know that some of it's already been printed. We also feel it is very much wishful thinking. And the only reason we say that is a small group is really attempting to push that forward. But when we look forward, we see that people trust the dollar, the euro, and the yuan. So even if it comes out, people aren't going to trust it. They're not going to want that money. But what you will find in your own country is many different currencies being used. More and more and more and more cities will do its own city dollar, that it's good in this city or it's good in this area. More and more cities are going to be like that. And the other thing that we see happening is that they're going to, the governments are getting very scared and are going to be making some really irrational, some crazy decisions. And one of the things that they're going to do next is to forbid gold to be exchanged into dollars.